News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, officially, according to Eurostat, the highest electricity prices, we have the highest electricity prices of any European member state. We also have all of the security, energy security risks that have become evident following the Ukraine, the attack on Ukraine by Russia and the attack on Iran by the United States. Plus, there is the ever-present backdrop of the carbon crisis and the need to decarbonize our grid. All of this has raised the question as to whether or not we need to rethink the possibility of nuclear power in Ireland. So to get an expert view on what that might look like and what the available options are, we're joined by Barry McMullen, who's Emeritus Professor from the Faculty of Engineering and Computing in DCU. A lot of questions coming in. And by the way, if you have questions, 53106 or 087-1400-106. But a lot of questions coming in already, Barry, along the lines of this one that says, look, in Ireland, could we not use modular nuclear plants with small reactors, the kind you would get on submarines or on aircraft carriers? What of that? And what of the suggestion that the technology is vastly far advanced from where it was in the 70s?
Oh, well, small modular reactors are, you know, a big talking point at the moment, but they're not a real technology in the sense of things you can go out to market buy today. They're in development. There's a lot of interest in them. There's also a lot of skepticism about them, to be honest. The general idea of small modular reactors is that the current approach to nuclear reactors goes very big to get economies of scale, to get low cost. But that means the build times are very long, 10 years plus. So if you could build reactors that are smaller and basically build them in a factory and sort of just drop them in, almost like an IKEA flat pack, then that maybe could be much faster and much cheaper. The difficulty there is partly that you have to have that production line in place, and that's an even bigger project than building a nuclear power plant. Nobody has succeeded in doing that yet. There's lots of activity around the world. If it happens, I would guess the front runner at this stage, after the American NuScale company ran into difficulties and had to cancel their most advanced project, the front runner is probably companies in China. They have two sort of pilot reactors that demonstrate this kind of technology that are close to completion.
Okay. Well, if that means, Barry, if I understand it right, then that we're kind of wedded to the old technology. A lot of questions about the practicality of that. One saying, in whose back garden do people suggest we build these nuclear power plants? So what about that? Can a nuclear power plant be put up essentially anywhere as long as you can run a grid connection?
Well, not quite anywhere. You do need access to cooling water. So typically coastal locations is where we would be looking at. As long as there's strong grid connections. So some people have talked about the Money Point site where the coal-fired generation plant operated. The plant is still there. It's now available as an emergency reserve generator burning oil, but it has good grid connections. So somewhere on the coast, either the south coast or the west coast, perhaps, harder to find suitable locations on the east coast.
Okay, and you said 10 years plus for the build time. What about the build budget?
Oh, gosh. Our nearest neighbour, the UK, have been trying to build, or are in the process of building a new plant at Hinkley Point C, it's called. That would be bigger than what we're looking at, but they've been at it for 15 years plus now, 16 years. The switch on time has been put back several times. They're now, say, it was due to be online by now. It started about, as I say, late 2010, before 2010. And they're now talking about 2030. And it'll be £35 billion or so in 2015 prices, which is more than twice what the original budget was.
And if we did build such a plant and had it operational and running and providing a significant amount of power, what's the sort of quantum of waste that it produces and what happens to that waste?
Okay, well, the waste is actually very small in sort of physical volume terms. Sort of a sports hall, typical indoor sports hall, like a basketball court, something like that, would accommodate physically the waste for multiple decades of operation. It's quite heavy. You do need special processing. You can't just store it, standing up in a sports hall immediately. You have to allow the most active radioactive waste to decay for a number of years and keep cooling it during that period. But then it becomes stable, within 5 to 10 years, and you can put it into very long-term storage. And as I say, compared to the waste problem from our current ways of generating electricity, which is to say the carbon dioxide produced from burning fossil fuels, the waste problem from nuclear power, yes, some of the reactivity is retained for thousands of years, but the carbon dioxide that we're putting into the atmosphere is going to be disturbing our climate for tens of thousands of years. So it's a much, much smaller waste problem than our conventional fossil fuel power generation plants.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Barry McMullen, Emeritus Professor at the Faculty of Engineering and Computing in DCU.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.